Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. This is the A segment, 1018A, the News of the Week. And we have a Roizen Rule for a Younger You section that is number one, which is get your blood pressure under control. That's the Roizen Rule for a Younger You, number one rule, get your blood pressure under control. And that's one of our stories this week. We are, as usual, brought to you by Persona Nutrition. I get my personalized supplements from Persona. You can too. You can take the free online assessment and personalize. Can you imagine that? Personalized for you. I get my personalized supplements from them. You can take the free online assessment and get your recommendations at mypersona.com. 1018. Remember, 1020 is the special where we're putting the A and the B together, and I'm talking about the longevity developments because there are 14 hot areas of research. You're likely to live 30 years longer than you ever expected or than the Census Bureau expected if you make it to 2030, because we're going to have an exponential jump in longevity. In the meantime, let's talk about the news of the week, and that's what the A segments are, the news of the week, and what it means to you. The Surgeon General issues a call to action for hypertension control. That's the Roizen Rule number one, is Roizen Rule for a Younger You number one. Get your blood pressure under control. We have 150 different recommendations for blood pressure medicines that are approved by the FDA. Yet, 33% of all adults over the age of 18 in America don't have their blood pressure under 125 and under 85. Horrible that we are doing that. That's why the Surgeon General called for action to get hypertension under control. Our wellness foreplay, where'd you stash that chocolate? Well, this was a test where they put different foods out in different places in a home, had people look at the homes as if they were going to be buying the homes. And guess what? Only 22% remembered where the foods were. That is, 22% of the foods remembered where they were. But 58% of the chocolate was remembered where it was. That's funny, isn't it? Chocolate, this interesting experiment. Do people remember where chocolate is? And the answer is yes, in a random look at homes. How to manage irritable bowel syndrome with your brain? That's right. It is getting anti-inflammatory foods. That's our Odd Omega segment. Apathy in older Americans signals dementia. Now, this is a Roizen Rule for Younger You number nine, which is get a passion and get friends. And this is also shown in a number of other studies, and there are really important studies coming out both on the prevention of dementia and even on the treatment of it. We've said until now that treatment didn't work. Well, we're getting some data, early data, and we'll talk about it in that section in 2 weeks on longevity is the next disruptor. There is a longevity disruptor for dementia, we think. And so I'm going to tweak it, 1020 A and B. We'll talk about that dementia disruptor. But in the meantime, one of the spotlights is people who don't have a passion are more likely to develop dementia. Find a passion. How do you do it? Go online, find a game, take many classes till you find one you love or something you love doing. There's always something you can find that you love doing. The wellness foreplay, more young adults are saying no to alcohol. In fact, 25% reduction in alcohol use by people under the age of 25. Unfortunately, or fortunately, they're going to marijuana. but not the total is still down about 12%. The problem is people who go to marijuana and alcohol, 75% of that group. This is amazing statistics. 75% of the people under the age of 25 who are using both alcohol and marijuana are also abusing either prescription or illegal drugs, and they're getting in trouble with it increasingly. So if you see someone who's using both alcohol and marijuana, try and help them and make sure they aren't going in the other way. Sleepless nights, hair loss, and cracked teeth. What's it all about? Yes, it's about COVID stress and pandemic stress. So if you find yourself with sleepless nights, hair loss, cracked teeth, get help. There are a lot of programs online for managing stress. There also are a lot of people who can help you, whether it is finding yoga or meditation or guided imagery. But there are a lot of programs that you can help yourself with and learn to practice and manage stress by yourself. How to stay active outside when the weather gets colder? One word, layer. Layering is the key so that you can be active outside and then take the clothes off when you don't need it. Epidurals during childbirth. This is a very important study. Epidurals during childbirth, about 1 in 54 children develop autism. That's what the rate was if they got an epidural. But if they didn't get an epidural in this huge study in Southern California, I think it was 400,000 births they looked at. If they didn't get an epidural, if they were delivered naturally, they had about a 30% reduction in autism risk. What's that all about? We don't know. Is it because prolonged labor causes a problem, which is why they use the epidural? Is there something else going on? We don't know. It is unlikely to be the epidural drugs. There just isn't fast enough uptake of them. But we just don't know what's going on with this. So the point is, if you will, try and... when you hear about this story, just remember it's an association, it's not a cause and effect, and don't shy away from pain relief if you need it during labor and delivery. You've been listening to 1018A, the medical news of the week and what it means for you. The important thing, remember to help someone if you see they're using both alcohol and marijuana, because they're likely to get in trouble with drug usage of other kinds. The Surgeon General, you should know your blood pressure. That's what he's saying. And make sure it's under 125 and under 85 so that you can live a long life. That's our Roizen rule for younger you, segment number one. And to remind you, we have a longevity set of podcasts coming up. 1018B, by the way, is Fred Herbert talking about longevity. And 1019 is his wife talking about how to get longevity if you've got type 1 diabetes. 1020A and B are the 14 latest discoveries in longevity that'll make it like you're going to be able to be 30 years younger. So if 60 is the new 40, by 2030, 90 will be the new 40. Other stories, people remember where chocolate is. I don't know why that's such a fun story, but it just strikes me it is. And remember, if you see someone apathetic, get them help. And stress is a common thing in this pandemic. There are many online programs you can use to help yourself in that case. Thanks, Caitlin, for great engineering. Remember, we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. This has been another wonderful set of stories on You, the Owner's Manual podcast. And we are always brought to you by Persona Nutrition. Discover vitamins and supplements personalized for your needs. take the free online assessment at mypersona.com. And if you go to mypersona, persona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, you get a large discount on your first two orders as of now, at mypersona.com, mypersona.com. Thanks again, and we'll be back next week with an A, 1019A, is the latest medical news of the week, coming to you next week, and in 2 weeks, 1020A and B on longevity. We'll be back next week.